Warralili pre-game interview.
As I said before the break, would have been great to be calling this man's name, racking up possessions in the midfield for the Lara Footy Club, but actually, it's not going to happen because, unfortunately, out at Anarchy back in early March, the Achilles went on Dev Smith, and he's going to be coaching from the sidelines alongside Shane Stone. He's alongside our own Jane Birch right now for Warralili for a bit of a chat. Birchie?
Dev, as Kingy said, you had hopes to pull on the boots again out here for the Cats, which would have provided a lot of excitement, obviously, in the local community. But you were going to combine that role with some coaching. How has your move now into, obviously, just fully coaching and focusing on that, how is it structured now with the coaching team and has your role changed?
Yeah, it definitely has. I mean, we've got a lot more time to be able to develop kids and coach. So, yes, it's not ideal, but I think I can have a pretty big benefit for the club. And, yeah, Rock and I are probably doing 50-50 at the moment. So he's probably half cheering. I mean, he'd love to have me out there, but I think I'm actually taking a lot of weight off his shoulders. He's done a big, big amount of work the last couple of years here. So I'm really enjoying working with him. And, yeah, looking forward to today's clash.
And last week you opened up your 2023 account against Leopold and you're really competitive from the scoreline through that middle part of the game. Can you pinpoint any areas where perhaps you fell away a little bit at the end there and the margin blew out a bit?
Yes, definitely. The scoreboard actually didn't reflect, I reckon, how close it was in the end, but we are a young team, so I think most quarters for 20 minutes we played really good football. What let us down was the last 10 minutes when we got a bit tired and fatigued and didn't set up our structures well enough around stoppages or whatever it was. And they're a good side. Like, you look at their class they have up in forward line, they got us out the back and, they kick straight. And, but I was really, really happy with our intent and our effort last week going out to the Leopold. I think the last time we did that, the scoreboard wasn't so friendly. So, there's big improvements, but, we're a young team. We're still improving and, we need to learn how to win more games of footy.
Dev, thanks for joining us. Can you just give us an update on how things are tracking with the Achilles? And we did speak, you and I, in the 48 hours post, and you were adamant that that was probably it for your playing days. Is that still how you feel about the body? Was it an emotional call at the time, or is that the call that you'll continue to make?
Yeah, no, it's... I don't know. I'd like to say I'm not going to go back to footy, but you never know. It is pretty... crappy injury, I'm not going to lie. I've had a knee reco, I've had a shoulder, I've had fingers, I've had hips, I've had everything, and this has just been the slowest, most frustrating one so far. And I think the hardest part is going to be building the calf back up. So in the moon boot at the moment, it's been 7 weeks and got another 4 weeks in the moon boot, so looking forward to getting rid of that.
The moon boot, very limiting. You've actually got to get in the charger at night and wearing it.
Yes, got to get sleep with it and all. People laugh, but I usually have the scooter scooting around the club, but I'm actually just walking around today, so shouldn't cop as much crap, which is good.
Can you just take us in, people might not have read our stuff at krockfootball.com.au, for those who didn't, but can you just take us through your emotions when you came from the ground at Anarchy that day?
Yeah, well, I think I was in shock. Looking back now, it's meant to be like a very painful injury. So I walked off the ground and everyone that I've spoke to that have done it, they're like, no, you'd know because you're in excruciating pain. But I think I must have just been in shock because I'd never had that injury or anything like it. Walked off the ground, Rock said, what have you done? I said, I think I've snapped my Achilles. It's the only thing that makes sense. And like, no, you'd know. And I'm like, well, I think that's what's happened. And then I think it was probably the next day that probably sunk in that I'd only, lasted a quarter and a bit with my mates and brother at the time is playing. He actually did his calf last week, so maybe he should retire as well. So, it was a bit tough, to be honest, because the dream was to come back and play with my mates and enjoy footy again and, come back to play why I started playing the game and to play here with my mates at Lara and help out the club. Unfortunately, it wasn't to be. And I don't know if it'll... if I do come back, I don't know. Yeah.
What are you missing more, footy or golf?
Yeah, definitely golf. It's funny, I was out there putting the other day and everything was sloping left to right because I'm a little bit lopsided at the moment. So, I'm definitely missing both, but at least coaching is still involved and around the boys. And, like today, if I wasn't injured, I bet it would be raining and 30K winds out here. Today's a beautiful day. Every training lately has been 20 degrees somehow at Lara. Usually it's freezing here, There's plenty of things that I'm flat about, but golf at the moment, I'm sure in 3 weeks' time. It'll be very dark and cold, as I said, when I get the boot off and can start playing again.
For Warrilli, living Geelong's most awarded community, speaking with Lara co-coach Devin Smith, here's Jason Doherty.
So, Dev, the scenario is you get the moon boot off in a month. What's the deal after that then, in terms of just literally walking around?
Yeah, well, I think that's when you can start loading again, and I've already doing some quad exercises and stuff now, but yeah, it's quite embarrassing. I might even show you after this, but it just looks like a bone at the moment. Like, my calf is just gone.
You didn't have the smallest calves. You had quite large calves. You're a powerfully built individual.
People used to have little footy calves, you know, the little football. Yeah. That's what they look like. So now it looks like a little toddler's one. So
it's building it back up.
And I think that takes a lot longer than I thought. So I bumped into Jared Roughhead yesterday, actually, at the Vaffa. And it's funny because he did a PCL, and I spoke to him when I did my PCL as well. And then he said, "What have you done?" And I said, "I've done my Achilles," and he's done Achilles. So he just said, "Look, it'll never be the same, but it does get better." It's just, I think the first 3 months is just so slow. Yeah. And as I said, you can't do anything. Like, I think I was wiggling my big toe for like 6 weeks. That's all you could do. Build it all back up, strengthen it up, and walk, learn to walk again, and then think about running
and playing next year.
Yeah.
There's a glimmer, isn't there?
Well, Rock said to me today, "How old are you?" I said, "Oh, I'm 29, nearly 30. He said, "Oh, you got 3 years in the easy."
So, at least. So you're a long time retired.
A bit ambitious, yeah, I know.
Yeah, you know that.
Yeah.
I mean, but you're going to be a professional golfer, so that's...
No, that would be nice. the LIV tournament's going on at the moment.
Did you see Koepka today?
Yeah.
And the reaction. Yeah.
Craziness.
A few of my mates are there.
Yeah, are they? Yeah. Well, you're at the Vaffa yesterday.
Yeah.
Where were you at?
Uni Blues, Uni Blacks. I've never seen that league, so it was...
It's pretty good, isn't it?
Yeah. I saw a few of my old teammates playing in Marty Gleeson and Tommy Cutler, so yeah, it was good to see them.
The Bombers are going okay?
They're going very well. Yeah, I rate Melbourne, so last week was a big tick for me, and yeah, I think it should be a cracking Anzac Day game.
Always enjoying the change in the coach?
Yeah, I think it's very basic from what I'm hearing, and just really, they're enjoying it. I mean, any team that's 4-1 is usually enjoying it, but they've got a young group as well, so they should realistically only get better. And hopefully play finals, and who knows?
Haven't been tapped on the shoulder by the old school to come out and help coach a bit?
No.
Not yet?
No, not yet.
The grammar. He's a good grammar boy.
I was going to say, the grammar's going to get a mention here somewhere.
Well, I was doing bits and pieces out there, but I'll go back once I can start functioning a bit better.
Not just standing there with the boot on.
And I've got to be quite active with those boys down there. So,
fair enough.
Yeah.
Kirsch, fire away.
Dev, let's talk about footy today and how Lara Katz is going to win this game. We talk about the young list that you've got, and looking at the forward line, it's a very young forward line.
Yes, it is.
We've got Bailey Harvey's only 18, Daniel Lowther's only 16, Josh Sanders only 16, Tommy Gunther's only 18, Zakiya Davies only 17. It's a really young forward line. What sort of messaging do you give the young kids, particularly in the same forward half of the ground? Or do you just sort of go, boys, go out there, play, get your own football? Or is there sort of a bit more sort of instructions for them?
Yeah, they're all very talented in their own right, all those players you just named, but they're all very different. Some of them you can give a bit of a rev up, and others you just need to let them go. Ziggy's the one probably to watch today. He did some freaky stuff last week. Beautiful left boot. Baz Harvey's had probably the best preseason at anyone at the club, so I like watching him. He reminds me of a young me, so he's a little bit fiery, so he's one to watch today. Hopefully he kicks straight. We've been working, doing a lot of work, and he'd be rapt that I've mentioned his name on air. So, but I think a lot of our mids might go down there as well. Obviously, big Mitch Day's not playing, so big Connor in the middle, he might sit at full forward, or Bailey Etheridge from the wing might go forward as well.
Bit of a different feel to playing Twilight. You know, you normally rock up at the start of the twos and prepare yourself for a 2 o'clock game. Obviously, a bit different preparation today. Has your week been any different? Have you done a captain's run or anything like that, or have you just prepared exactly the same? And
pretty much exactly the same, but we just did a little bit more work Tuesday and Thursday night. We sort of grabbed the senior players and said, do we want to do a session yesterday? It's a bit hard at the moment with everyone's having families and whatnot. So we just thought that, do a bit extra on Thursday night and, be fresh for this week. And fingers crossed we can hopefully get a win and might even give the boys Tuesday off, but only if we win.
So a trio of first gamers. We've touched on Josh Sanders before. Dad Marty was very quick to fire me a message to let me know that he was playing. You didn't know?
How old am I when Marty Sanders' son's playing? Oh, my God.
Marty, well, Marty's my age, 44.
Yeah, well, I'm a little bit older than you.
Well, you should see a picture that I've got with Josh when Josh is, I don't know how old he is, but I'm playing cricket, and I reckon I'm 18, and he's like, he looks like a tadpole. Do you remember taking this photo? And I'm like, no. Heaps of them are like, oh, my God. So, yeah, it's funny.
Harrison Goss, what can you tell us about him?
Goss, he actually played high-level football. He hasn't played for a while now, but he's also a dog trainer, so we're trying to get on the good side of him.
Absolutely.
Get some good tips.
He's always been good links with the Karamatics.
Yes, Karamatics. Paul Matheson. Quite a link out here.
He's probably surprisingly come on, and he would have played last week, but he's had a bit of a knee injury. So he'll play in the ruck. He can play forward and help out. So, well, we've got a big job in the ruck today. So if we can neutralise that battle, it'll go away a long way to us winning the game.
Mitch Thar as well. Obviously, you've got the two Thars from Werribee District. So Connor's at Werribee today.
Yep.
They're playing Williamstown right now at Avalon Airport Oval. We'll give you a score on that shortly. But tell us a little bit about Mitch Thar.
Yeah, Mitch is a no-fuss footballer. He can play forward, mid-back. So I think he'll slot down back today. But he's, tough football. He's played out bush actually the last couple of years, so hopefully you can get up to speed with the GFL. It's pretty quick, wait and see how he goes, but he should play a lot of senior football this year.
I've got some mixed news for you. Connor's kicked two goals and Werribee lead by five, so you won't be seeing him for a while.
Oh no, well they're gonna buy next week, thankfully. So
it was on the back of three last week he kicked as well.
Well, so, to be honest, he should have been playing earlier, and I think he only got in through injury, and first week he kicked 3 and had 20. So I mean, yes, we'd love him here, but for me personally, I just want to see him playing footy. He's only played 3 games in 3 years, so getting confident in his body, and he, from what I've seen, he's a seriously good player. So who knows? I don't want to put too much pressure, but mid-season draft or whatever it is, so he could be a good pickup.
Great story.
No pressure on him?
Nah, no. But he's very impressive.
A few out today also. Obviously, Mitch Day's out with a wedding, but Jordan Stone, how's he tracking?
Yep. Stoney's also at the wedding. So
he's at the wedding as well. Yeah, a sore knee there for a
bit. Yes, but we pretty much ruled him out last Thursday, and then by the time we trained and had dinner, he was back in the team. So I don't know if Rock just put him in the team like and didn't tell him, or I don't know what happened there. But no, he had a bit of I think bone bruising, so and it's actually pretty hard out here, the deck, so he might actually benefit from having a week off.
And just a quick update on Dylan Jose, how's he travelling?
Yeah, I think, fingers crossed, bit of luck, we should get him next week. He trained the house down this week, and I was trying my best to convince him even to play half today, but couldn't get him across the line. He might be running today, though. I don't know. Depends on how much work he's done. He's a bit of a goer deal. He's doing his house run at the moment, and he doesn't stop, that bloke. So,
and we get to see little Nudge Lowther for the first time. I ran into Nudge Senior before. He had a quick chat with me on the way in. He was an absolute superstar, two-time premiership player, premiership captain. But it's great to see great Lara names running around at 2 o'clock. Well, not 2 o'clock today, but for the most part, 2 o'clock on a Saturday, are they?
Well, it was funny. I presented his jumper to him last week, and there was Nudge Senior and Nudge Senior Senior. So there's, I don't know how many Nudges there is. So
Shane said to me, he goes, nobody calls me Nudge anymore. The young fella's Nudge. I'm just Shane.
That's why. So he's lost his nickname.
Is Lara the only football club in history where the two premiership captains named Shane have both had a Y in the Shane?
That's a very good question.
Well, he was too nervous to present his son's jumper last week, so I was like, okay, I'll do it. He's gone soft. Apparently, from what I hear, he's very hard.
He would have teared up.
No, it's good to see. And he, I was saying to Kirst last week, he's the 6 months that he spent at the Geelong Falcons and how much he's improved is scary. Like, I definitely didn't think he'd be playing senior footy, but when he came back, he was like a new stallion. Like, he'd put on weight, the way he trained, he'd improved so much. And you'll see today, he just jumps at everything. He has a go. Like, he's really good fun to watch, and he's going to be a really, really good player.
Absolutely. We're looking forward to this afternoon. There's some great kids we're looking forward to seeing. But we also get to see Dan Weigel, obviously, after the benefit of a year in the Geelong VFL program, no doubt will have added to a string to his already very impressive bow as well.
Yep, and he's still got no hair, so you'll be able to spot him. I don't know if he's wearing the long sleeves today, but hope he's got his kicking boots today. Turned a few over last week, so
that's the drive-by.
He deserves a couple of drive-bys.
This is great.
is great.
No, he'll be on today. I'm fired up for him.
Dev, if we can get you on pregame all the time, we'll be coming to Bisnella Oval more and more throughout season 2023.
Well, if we win, you're welcome back anytime.
If we lose, won't go away.
He's done.
Dev, good luck with the rest of the recovery. Hopefully out of that moon boot very, very soon. And well, maybe there's a glimmer of hope that round 1, 2024, we're calling D. Smith running around in a Lara jumper.
Yeah, we'll wait and see. All good. Thanks, guys.
And if not, we'll get a foursome out on the golf course at some stage and you can give us some tips on how to hit the ball a little bit better.
Yeah. No, there's plenty of boys lining up for that at the moment. Plenty of boys. But none of them want to pay, so...
Maybe start putting in their contracts next year.
Yeah, exactly. Free lesson.
Exactly.
Good luck today, Dev. Thanks for joining us. Devin Smith joining us. Thanks to Warra Lilly. Warra Lilly pre-game interview.